Chapter 5. Kamazots.
"Can we fight the black thing and win?" asked Meg.
"Yes," said Mrs. Whatsit. "Millions of years ago, I was a star. I fought the black thing and I won. But my star died after the fight. I loved being a star. But we must go now."
"Where are we going?" asked Meg.
"Kamazots," said Mrs. Whatsit. "It's behind the black thing."
"Come, children," said Mrs. Witch. "You mustn't be frightened."
Suddenly, there was the strong wind again. But this time it was cold, too, and darker than the last time.
"Are we traveling through the black thing to get to Father?" Meg thought. Then she was standing next to Calvin and Charles Wallace again. Mrs. Whatsit materialized in front of them.
"Is this Kamazots?"
asked Charles Wallace.
"Yes," said Mrs. Whatsit. They were on a hill. There were trees and grass, and below them was a city. It was a normal city, and the children saw nothing strange or frightening. Mrs. Whatsit put her arm round Meg.
"I can't stay with you, children," she said. "You'll be alone, but we'll watch you. But you won't be able to see us or ask for help, and we won't be able to come to you."
"But is Father here?" asked Meg.
"Yes,"
said Mrs. Whatsit.
"Where?" asked Meg.
"I can't tell you," said Mrs. Whatsit, "but I can give you all a gift to help you. Calvin, you can use words and talk well. I'll make this gift stronger for you. Meg, I give you your faults."
"But I hate my faults," said Meg.
"I know," said Mrs. Whatsit. "You get angry and you're not patient. But those faults will be important on Kamazots. And Charles Wallace, you're brave, and I can make you braver."
Then they heard Mrs. Who's voice.
"Meg, I give you my glasses. Keep them safe until you really need them."
Meg put the glasses into her pocket and suddenly did not feel as afraid.
"Go into the city," said Mrs. Witch. "Go together. Stay together. You'll be strong if you're together."
Mrs. Whatsit spoke to Charles Wallace.
"Remember, Charles Wallace, that Kamazots is more dangerous for you."
"Why?"
"Because you're special. You must not leave Meg and Calvin. You must not be alone," said Mrs. Whatsit.
"I'm very frightened," said Charles Wallace.
"I know," said Mrs. Whatsit. "Now go," she said, and she disappeared.
"Come on," said Meg. "I want to find Father." She started to walk down the hill to the city. The houses in the city were all the same. There were children out front, and they were bouncing balls and catching them.
"Look,"
said Charles Wallace.
The balls all bounce together, and the children never drop them.
The doors of the houses opened, and a woman came out each door. All the children turned and went into the houses. The doors closed. Then they saw one boy. He was still playing, but he dropped his ball. The door of a house opened, and a woman came out. She saw Meg, Calvin, and Charles Wallace, and she quickly took the boy into the house. The ball bounced into the road. Charles Wallace found the ball and went to the door of the house with it. The door opened a little, and the woman looked out.
"What do you want?" she asked.
"Your little boy dropped his ball," said Charles Wallace.
"Oh, no," said the woman. "The children here never drop balls. They're all perfect."
Her face went white, and she closed the door.
"Why is she frightened?"
asked Charles Wallace. A boy came past on a bicycle.
"What are you doing here?"
asked the boy.
"We're visiting your city," said Charles Wallace. "Can you tell us about it?"
"Our city has the Central Intelligence Center for the planet," said the boy. "Our factories never close, and it lives here."
"It," thought Meg, feeling afraid. "What's it?"
"Where's the Central Intelligence Center?"
asked Charles Wallace.
"Straight on," said the boy.
He rode away.
"Come on," said Meg. "Let's go find Father."
They walked into the city center. There were more people on the street.
"I'm frightened," said Charles Wallace. "I can't see into these people's brains. What are they thinking? I can't tell you."
Ahead of them was a very tall building.
"Maybe that's the Central Intelligence Center," said Charles Wallace. "Let's go there."
"I've got one of my feelings again," said Calvin, looking at Charles. "If we go into that building, it's going to be very dangerous."